So before I begin, I want to just invite you guys as a congregation into maybe something that might feel a little challenging. I think over the last couple years, really, and this recent season, we've been in a place of a lot of transition, and it can be challenging. And I know even as I was just praying and asking the Lord about this, there was even a hesitation in me to step into it, just because there's been so much transition. And Nicole and I have talked a lot just about like what it would be like to just have a pause, to be able to just kind of take a breath. And knowing that that's where I have been at, and maybe many of you, I just wanted to invite you. As I share this stuff, I hope that it's something that's exciting, and it's something that we can look forward to as a possible scenario. But I just wanted to call out, it's okay that there's maybe some tension or some hesitation to invite more transition when there's already been so much. And so if you will, just kind of take a step with me today and try to dream and imagine one more time. And so as I begin, Nicole and I have been looking for a new housing option. We've been looking for a while now, and we are definitely well within the fixer-upper category. That is definitely what we're looking at. And so I have a picture of a fixer-upper that is honestly far beyond where my range is. But the reason I start with this is, you know, when I look at a house like that, or even a building like this, this 100-year-old church building that we have, you know, the question that I ask is like, why not just tear it down and start over? You know, why not just scrap it and say, okay, let's start over, let's build fresh, and we don't have to deal with all the other kind of chaos of doing a renovation. But the problem with that is there's something, you know, that would destroy all the things that are beautiful and unique about that building or about this building. You know, one thing you may not know is that under this blue carpet is actually a gorgeous hardwood floor. That's about a 100-year-old hardwood floor that would cost thousands to duplicate or replace. And so beneath this, you know, kind of facade, or even in a building like this, there's something really beautiful. There's amazing woodwork and old and things that have amazing depth and character and an incredible foundation that shouldn't be torn down. It should be built upon. It should be restored back to the fullness of life. And but in the process of restoration, we also know that when you know, kind of tear out a wall, you may find 100-year-old electrical or 100-year-old plumbing that needs to be updated. It needs to be replaced or even taken out entirely so that it's up to code and works. And I think about this, the reason that I share this analogy is that I feel like at Adventure Church, this is very similar to where we are at. There is a beautiful foundation here, a beautiful culture, a family that has come together that's full of incredible people and deep relationships that I have with many of you, and a foundation based on healing and discipleship and a vision of experiencing abundant life, life to the full. And I think that's something beautiful that shouldn't be torn down, but rather should be restored, revitalized as we move forward. And so it's amazing, but that same building turns into that. Quite a change. So Adventure was founded on two key verses. The first is Isaiah 61. It says, "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners." And the second is John 10:10. "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Both of these verses, as well as the leadership and development and investment from many of you in me, have transformed my life as a believer. And I was a believer long before I came to Adventure, but through Adventure and this mission and these verses, God has shown me that there's so much more abundant life available here on earth now than, and I know I have the eternal salvation, but there's more even available here. And prior to Adventure, I didn't really have a very deep concept of a conversational relationship with God or warfare. And there was so much on the table that God was offering me that I was literally just letting slide because I wasn't engaging in that warfare. That abundant life is what is what I've experienced, and that's, you know, only a piece of the transformation I've received because of this family and because of this church body. And I know the story is true for many of you. That's why you're here. And that's something beautiful that should be protected and fought for. And so in an effort to protect that and also invite the Lord into more, I've come up with just kind of, this is my vision, basically. And it comes in five phases. The first is regroup, release, restore, develop, and deploy. And I'll go into kind of the specifics of what that looks like. The first is regroup. And the time frame of this is essentially now through March. And the reason I say March is, for many of you that probably know by now, we are planting a church up on Redmond Ridge. Jerry and Cindy Griffin are planting that church. And their goal is around March or April or maybe sooner if God leads. And so I think one of the important parts of this season, though, is getting us to a place where we're ready to do that. And so the first is financial stability. You guys heard the meeting we had a couple weeks ago to make the decision to come back here. And that was basically step one in many steps that have already taken place to get us to a place where we can say, hey, our budget is balanced, and we are back on track financially and in a good spot. And so we want to continue that. There's still some more cuts that can be made. The second is preparing our hearts. You know, as I explained, each of us have maybe a hesitation towards change. There's been a lot going on. I think each of us need to have an opportunity to just kind of come together and pray and surrender and say, okay, Lord, I'm in for this. I'm in for this journey. And the last is leadership stability. We've had a lot of leadership transition and more recently, some more leadership transition. And with the church plant, we're about to have even more. And so I'd love to see Adventure in a place where our leadership is stable and we're in a healthy place moving forward. And so I want to go into some of the specifics, the first being the financial. So as Stanley shared in our meeting, over the last year, we've seen about a 15% decrease in overall giving. And I think that can be attributed to a number of different causes. But in response to that, I've proposed a 25% decrease to expenses across all areas. And the goal of that is to get us down to a place where our expenses don't exceed what our income is. And so some specifics of what that would look like. On the left, this represents the expenses for 2015. This black line represents our income for 2015. And so as you can see, there's a pretty significant gap there. The green represents ministry expenses, the red is fixed expenses, and blue is payroll. And so basically, part of my proposal is a 25% reduction in each of those areas to come up to make it so our expenses actually match what our giving is. So the way that we accomplish that, the first is focused mission support and self-funded ministries. So this is particular reductions in basically our ministry spending. And so right now, Adventure's ministries have actually done a fantastic job of largely being self-funded, though there are some that are not able to do that. And so I'd love to see continued development and training on how to be more effective at doing that. The second is Adventure supports a lot of missionaries from all over the place. And so I've proposed to our missions board to pray about basically reducing the number of missionaries we support, though tapering them slowly, and trying to increase the amount of support and the ways that we support specific ministry or specific missionaries, highlighting those that are alumni of Adventure and those that match the basically align with the vision of Adventure. I think a great example of this is Fruit Bearers, for example. I'd love to see us continue to offer support to Wes and Judy and to the ministry that God has really brought them, the vision God brought them through their time here at Adventure, and then have the opportunity to expand not only our financial gifts, but also have the opportunity for many of us to participate in what God is doing in that ministry, having adult mission trips and student mission trips and being able to go and participate and expand the depth of fruit in that ministry. The second is the fixed expenses, and this is the building move and renegotiating contracts. So basically, the decision to move back here was one of the biggest cuts we could have made in fixed expenses. The second is renegotiating contracts. So far, the staff has done a fantastic job of really reviewing what are our expenses and asking the question, do we really need this? Is this important or not? And we've cut a lot already. There's a little bit more still to be done, but like I said, the staff has done a fantastic job moving that forward. Our new finance team has been a huge part of that. The last is a lighter staffing model. And what I mean by that is, specifically, I want to share with you the team that I propose. So the reason I'm here is myself would be the lead pastor. That's the whole point of this discussion. But the rest of the team is, you guys know and love Jeff Hansen. He has been a pastor here for a number of years. And Jeff and I have had a fantastic relationship over the last years working together. And we have come to the point where we just recognize that, honestly, we need each other. And our gifts could not be more opposite. And that's beautiful. It's an amazing thing that God has blessed both us with and this church with. And so my first step is actually, I'd love to, you may not know, Jeff is only part-time. He actually only works here 2 days officially. He works far more than that, but 2 days officially. I'd love to see Jeff come on full-time, and I'd love to call him our discipleship pastor, and he'd specifically continue to work with discipleship and expanding his role far beyond that. And so that'd be the first step. And the second would be Susan Madera right now is our office administrator. I'd love to expand her role to be a church administrator. Susan is obviously very capable, and we are all blessed by how much she invests. She's actually finally taking a vacation right now. That's why she's not here this morning, and we are making it. So I'd love to see Susan continue to expand her role. Next, we are so blessed to have Nick as our worship leader. And Nick has actually just taken on a worship intern and is continuing to grow that ministry. And so I'd love to see that continue. Next, Garrett Grant just finished a 2-year internship, actually this month, 2 years of interning in youth ministry. An incredible, really honestly, an incredible investment. And so I'd love to see his role to expand to actually cover senior high. And then the last would be Zach Price has been also finished that internship and has been in our junior high. So I'd love to see Zach have the opportunity to expand. The great part about all of this is all of this expansion and this team is still fitting within the 25% cut for pastoral salaries and staffing salaries. And so we're able to offer, I think, a very incredible gifted team, but still make the necessary cuts that we need. And so if you guys are on there, I apologize. I totally Facebook stalked these guys to get these pictures. I did not get their permission, so I apologize. So the next phase that I'd like to share with you guys is March through May. And I said specifically that timeline because the bullseye of this season would be the church plant. How do we get us in a position to plant the church effectively and be excited about it? And I think the first step is a healthy church. Those things that I proposed, the leadership stability and financial stability, they're not just important for us. They're important for our attitude looking forward. Because if we are not in a place where we're financially stable, then the idea of sending a church out and sending our members and giving going down is something we'd be afraid of. And we'd want to hold tight. And if our leadership is not in a place, then we'd do the same thing. We'd hold on tight and go, no, we can't let these things go. And the reality is, you know, it is one of the most effective ways to reach a community, to church plant. Our posture should be like, here, take as much as you can, release. These are the Lord's resources, open-handed and sent with blessing. And we need to be in a place where that's our attitude in our heart. And so it's important that we get ourselves to a place where we're budgeting for the change. And we can look forward with excitement and anticipation. The next is a healthy plant. If we're in a place where we're holding tight, then we're not in a place to bless the church plant. And some exciting ways that God, I think, has honored the stewardship that's already taking place is we were blessed by a donation of a new soundboard. And our old soundboard worked perfectly. It's amazing. And that was just an individual decided to donate that to Adventure. And so we're excited to give that fully functional, incredible soundboard to the Ridge Church. Additionally, we have an amazing box truck that's sitting out in the parking lot getting rained on. it looks like the Ridge Church is going to be mobile. We are excited to say we are now giving that truck to them. And what an amazing way that God has continued to provide as we leave things open-handed and say, Jesus, these are your resources. Where do you want to allocate them? And so we want to see the church plant be healthy in its leadership and in the way that we send them with excitement and energy. And the whole goal of all this is to continue the legacy. We are a church plant of a church plant, and we have already church planted, and we're about to church plant again. That's amazing. And we're not the only ones in our church conference that are doing that. We are a church plant of Cascade, who is a church plant of North Shore. And many years ago, one of the pastors that came to support kind of the search committee was Jan Hedinga. And many years ago, he had a vision to essentially plant churches in our conference. And largely because of that vision, we've seen so many church plants popping up around this area. That's a beautiful legacy of what God is doing. I'd love to see us in a place where we can continue that. The next phase is basically year one. So it would include some of those other phases. And this is really a season of restoration for us as a community and a church family. And I want you to imagine with me, let's say we have successfully planted the church. The Ridge Church has launched. We sent them off with a huge blessing and an excitement, and they're doing well, and we're getting reports back of the amazing things that God is doing through that. And we look around, and everybody who's here is here because they've gone through all kinds of transition and challenging things and new leadership and a church plant. If you're here, you're here. You've made it. Imagine looking around at that family and going, okay, Lord, this is the family. This is the people that are here, and we're excited about this next season. And so the first is a time of healing. You know, the last couple years have been challenging for our church family and for many of us as individuals. And I think there's a season of healing and maybe even grieving that needs to take place, a lot of transition. The second is, I think we need a season of kind of really solidifying our identity, who we are, and what does it look like to move forward as an individual and then also as a church. And the last is permission to dream. Many of us, I think, myself included, have been anxious, maybe, or hesitant to dream about something bigger. And it's hard to, when it feels like you're going from thing to thing to thing, it feels hard to ask the Lord and say, okay, God, what's next? Because you're just like, I'm trying to breathe. What if we had the time to breathe? And we could say, Jesus, where do you want to go next? How do you want to bring your truth, your healing to this community? And be in a place where we can look forward with expectation and excitement about what God's going to do. The next phase is develop. And basically, the goal of this phase is really being on mission. Where does God want to move us as we expand and step out in ways to bring the gospel to this community? And so one of the ways that I'm personally really excited about is community partnerships. And what I mean by that is we have a lot of great churches in this community, a lot of great parachurch organizations in this community. And you may not know this, but Adventure is actually already very connected. We have great relationships with some of those. The first example is Hillside. Hillside is a faith-based school. It's a Christian school run basically like started by Kim Gilreath, who is a daughter of Wes and Judy Robbie. And she has done a fantastic job building this Christian school. And one of the great ways that school is already being used to expand the kingdom is pretty much their entire middle school age bracket comes to our youth group. The second thing is, over the years, we've done many VBSs here, Vacation Bible School. And that's not something new. We've done several. And throughout the years, there was a lot of fruit that came from those. But in recent years, our children's team was led to partner with Hillside. And over the last couple years, we've seen these Vacation Bible Schools really growing and developing in some really powerful ways. And the last of which, this most recent Vacation Bible Camp, they called it, was hosted at Hillside, but run entirely by the leadership of Adventure here. And we saw over 150 children come to that and around 40 salvation decisions because of the investment here. Incredible. Incredible. Much of Hillside's staff is Adventure leadership. It's incredible. I just think of how much further we can reach into this community and share the gospel through partnerships with Hillside. Another great partnership that you may not be aware of is Acres of Diamonds is a local women's shelter. And right now, it's run by about 80% Adventure staff. Most of its volunteers are you guys. It's incredible, an incredible ministry. That ministry this last year received over 1,600 calls asking for assistance. They were able to serve 25 families. Now, while it's obvious there's an incredible need that is far beyond what they are able to offer, what they offer is so significant, so significant. The women that come in, women and children, get all kinds of care. First, they get housing. They get job training. They get healing and counseling and all kinds of resources and training to be able to take, maybe they're coming in from a really challenging situation, to be able to stand on their own feet. It's incredible, the testimonies of what God is doing through that ministry and through our investment and partnership with it. I'd love to see that continue to expand, because as we see in Matthew 25, Jesus says, we are to take care of widows and orphans, right? To visit those in prison, to give food to the hungry. I think our opportunity, could we duplicate what Acres is doing as effectively? I would say no, not without a lot of investment and resources. We don't have the ability to house people. They have an entire apartment complex to house these women and these families. How amazing is it to continue to expand that partnership and accomplish the mission of the gospel through a partnership and investment with them? The last is, many of you have been a part of One Voice, which is basically a collection of the local churches here in Duval. I'd love to see that relationship continue to expand and develop. I've already been in conversation with the local pastors about starting up another event for February. And so I think God is up to some exciting things in this community, and I'd love to see those partnerships develop. The next is leadership development. Adventure has an amazing culture of leadership development. We can see this displayed. A great example is last Sunday, you got to hear from Matt Price, a leader that has been deployed from Adventure, grew up in youth ministry here, and was an intern of Jeff Colt leading worship, and is now leading an incredible ministry over in Idaho. Another example is our youth ministry is run by an alumni of our youth ministry. Junior high and senior high, both. Zach Price is leading our junior high. He's an alumni of our youth ministry. Nick Deldegan is an alumni of our youth ministry. Amazing leadership development. And it's not just that age bracket. You look around, I think another amazing example is Jerry and Cindy Griffin are planting a church because of our prayers and investment and what God has been doing here. Wes and Judy Robbie in the Philippines. And so many more examples. We could go on and on of how God is using leadership development in the church. And so I'd love to see that continue to expand and develop. In specific ways, I'd love to see leadership development offered for a larger age bracket, basically for everyone in the community having an opportunity to pursue mentorship and leadership training and development. And then also specifically providing opportunities for women to have more opportunities to develop and grow in leadership in ways that, honestly, we haven't really had plans for yet. And so I'd love to see that develop. The last is the discipleship. We have an incredible discipleship ministry run by Jeff Hansen here, and it offers one-on-one discipleship. Many of you are mentors and have been mentored by other people because of that program. I'd love to see that develop. It was interesting. I was talking with Jeff last week, and he contacted a local church, a larger church than us, one that's very, very healthy church. And he asked them, hey, what do you guys do for leadership or for discipleship and mentoring? And we have kind of one-on-one discipleship that we want to expand, and we have mentor training. And their response was, wait, what? You do one-on-one discipleship? You have mentor training? What is that? Tell us about it. I think it was a great example, really, of the culture of Adventure, that this is something that God has uniquely gifted us at, this heart to go deeper and to provide training and develop that. So those are areas that I'd love to see continue to develop. The last phase I like to call deploy. And basically this is, it's one thing if our hearts are in a good place where we're happy and excited, and we're excited about what God's doing and we're holding things open-handed, it's easy to deploy, to say, Jesus, go, take these resources, grow, develop, take these leaders that have been developed. I'd love to see more church plants happening. I'd love to be asking the question, the second we plant the Ridge Church, or maybe even now, right now in this message, God be laying on your hearts, okay, maybe I'm supposed to plant a church. And maybe I'm supposed to be stepping in a way to develop those skills and be part of a church plant. We have an amazing legacy as a church plant. I'd love to see that continue to develop. The next is expansion projects. We had the opportunity to step into the box as a result of kind of attendance continuing to grow. We saw that year over year. And we were able to kind of raise some money to be able to give us that opportunity to go down there. And I think it was an incredible experience, and we learned a lot from it. But part of that project was, I think, in some ways, a reaction to the rapid growth that we saw at Adventure. I'd love to continue to have the opportunity to grow and develop, but do it with intentionality. Look forward and say, okay, God, how do you want to prepare us financially? How do you want to prepare us leadership-wise to be able to look forward to where you're going and where you're leading us? And the last is community development. And I mean this specifically for Duval, but also for the other, basically, communities around the world and wherever God leads us to deploy people. And what that looks like specifically is, Jeff and I have spent a lot of time talking about what does it actually look like to do the work of the gospel? We have so many people that are trained and deployed and mentored. What does it look like to go and feed the hungry, help the poor, to spread God's kingdom? And so I'd love to see more projects happening. I imagine even local trips. I imagine giant teams going over to help and serve at Acres with intentionality, or Hillside, or different organizations that God brings us in involvement with. And one of the dreams that I have that I hope comes to fruition is, you guys are familiar with Duval Days. It's basically a collection of kind of a whole bunch of organizations and businesses that basically set up booths as a way to kind of advertise and celebrate this community. I think it's a really unique event. One thing that I would love to see is the collection of faith-based organizations come together and do something like Duval Days, except instead of going to advertise, we go to give. What I mean by that is, imagine something in August, and we already have amazing resources like Gleaning, who gives away just tons of food and resources. I'd love to see Gleaning there, giving away food. I imagine we talk to different organizations and doctors and dentists and offer free checkups for kids before school, offer back-to-school supplies and all kinds of things like that that we just give away as a collection of the faith-based community to say, God has blessed us, and we want to give back to this community because Jesus is the greatest gift we could ever give. And so that's just a dream, but my hope is that we continue to reach this community. There's 7,000 people, roughly, in Duval, and the combined churches probably reach about 1,500. There's much more that can be done. And so my hope and prayer is that as we continue to reach out, that we can impact this community. So in conclusion, basically have the five steps regroup is all about getting us to a place where we are healthy and excited. Release is all about the church plant. Restore is about healing and restoration and reclaiming our identity. Develop is all about kind of inviting God into where we go next. And the last is deploy and seeing the release of the resources and people into this community and beyond. And so I'm honored and humbled to be here and have the opportunity to share with you guys. And I'd love to just close in prayer. Jesus, you are so good, and we thank you, God, for the opportunity to be here and to see what you're up to. And Lord, I just pray, God, that that today, God, that you would leave us with just feeling your presence so clearly. And I pray, Lord, that this wouldn't be about persuasive speech, but God, that you would guide each of us so clearly to follow your will. God, we want your will for this church. We want, Lord, I want your will for me. And God, I thank you just for the blessing of this family and how significant it has been in my life. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite Stanley up.